From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Russia and France have agreed to exchange intelligence with the sole purpose of combating Islamic State. The group has claimed responsibility for a spate of recent attacks, two of which claimed hundreds of French and Russian lives. Since the Paris attacks, French President François Hollande has been calling for a more aggressive and bigger international offensive against ISIS in Syria and Iraq. He came to Washington, D.C. to secure a commitment from President Obama recently. Now he's in Moscow, seeking similar support from Russian President Vladimir Putin, whose policies have clashed with those of the West on the Syrian civil war and other matters. Here's President Hollande.
I indicated to President Putin that France wishes to work with Russia toward a clear objective, a simple one, to fight ISIS and the terrorist groups, and they alone.
Hollande has heard through an interpreter. The West has accused Russia of focusing far less on fighting ISIS than on moderate Syrian rebels who want Syrian President Bashar al-Assad out of office. Europe's top human rights court has rejected the arguments of a French Muslim social worker who was fired because patients had complained about her hijab. France has a law that bans public employees from wearing religious symbols at work. The BBC's Thomas Fessy reports France has the largest Muslim population in Europe.
Over the last decade, Ms. Ebrahimian fought to get the hospital's decision overturned in court, but several French tribunals rejected her applications. And now the European Court of Human Rights has said that it is not its task to rule on French working practices. Wearing the veil is considered an ostentatious manifestation of religion in France, and public officials are required to show neutrality at work.
That's the BBC's Thomas Fessy reporting. Four men suspected of shooting and wounding a group of Black Lives Matter protesters in Minneapolis will be spending this Thanksgiving weekend in jail. Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio reports a judge has granted prosecutors additional time to decide on charges.
The four men in custody are all in their 20s. Three are white, one is Asian. The Hennepin County attorney has until noon Monday to decide on charges. Demonstrators have been occupying a Minneapolis police station since November 15th to protest the police shooting of 24-year-old Jamar Clark. The demonstrations have been largely peaceful, but on Monday, five African-American protesters were shot and wounded in an altercation with infiltrators. Minnesota Congressman Keith Ellison says the incident should be investigated as a hate crime. The group Black Lives Matter says Clark was handcuffed when a police officer shot him. A police union leader says Clark grabbed an officer's holstered pistol. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in Minneapolis.
You're listening to NPR News. China has announced a major reorganization of its military designed to make it more combat effective, officials say. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports that the biggest overhaul in decades has been expected for some time, but not formally announced until today.
At a three-day meeting of military commanders that ended Thursday, President Xi Jinping called for a joint command structure to be established by 2020. This is aimed at unifying military and political chains of command and eliminating inter-service rivalries. It essentially shifts China from a Soviet military model, with political commissars in military units, to a model more like the U.S. Xi Jinping announced in September that China will reduce its military by 300,000 troops, leaving just under 2 million. It'll also adjust the balance of forces away from the army towards the Air Force and Navy. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Across the U.S., Americans are marking this Thanksgiving with an elaborate dinner featuring the traditional turkey. The holiday has also been marked by annual parades, one of the biggest being the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. Marching bands, elaborate floats, and giant balloon celebrities such as Snoopy and Paddington entertain crowds several rows deep along the parade route in Midtown Manhattan. Security was tight in the wake of the recent terror attacks in Paris and elsewhere. Authorities say more than 2,500 officers were on duty at the parade. City officials have said there are no known credible threats against New York. Now, Thanksgiving revelers are paying attention to Black Friday bargains. This is NPR.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.